Last year, it was pretty clear to see which novel would achieve Book of the Year status. James, by Percival Everett, was released in March of 2024 to great critical and popular acclaim, and it went on to win the Kirkus Prize, the National Book Award for Fiction, and the 2025 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. For 2025, that theoretical Book of the Year is much harder to gauge, but if you will indulge me, I will suggest a contender, The Correspondent by Virginia Evans. This quiet little debut with birds on the cover was published back in April with little to no fanfare, but people read it and loved it and told other people about it. In September, a whole 5 months after its release, The Correspondent made the New York Times bestseller list, powered by word of mouth rather than any initial surge in sales. The Correspondent centers on main character Sybil Van Antwerp, a snarky but well-mannered septuagenarian. Most mornings, she sits down at her desk to write letters to friends, family members, and others in her circle. Evans's writing reveals Sybil's life as a complicated, wondrous, beautiful, and painful existence, and Sybil herself as a character we will not soon forget. Fans of Love and Saffron and 84 Charing Cross Road will find lots to love in The Correspondent, including tearful scenes and laugh-out-loud moments. And this novel has one other notable effect. When you finish, you'll want to tell your friends about it. Maybe even write them a letter. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.